This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Tanzanian President John Magufuli, a prominent COVID-19 skeptic in Africa, has died at age 61. His vice president said Wednesday that Magufuli died of heart failure. Magufuli had not been seen in public since the end of February, and top government officials had denied that he was in ill health, even as rumors swirled online that he was sick and possibly incapacitated from illness. Tanzanian police have arrested four people so far for allegedly spreading false information about the health of political leaders. Here in the U.S., the suspect in the Atlanta area massage parlor shootings has been charged with murder. 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long has been charged with killing eight people at three Atlanta area massage parlors Tuesday, with six of the victims identified as Asian. The shooting sparked fears of a targeted attack, but the Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Barker told reporters he doesn't claim that it was racially motivated. It was not racially motivated. Barker said he apparently had an issue, what he considered a sex addiction, and sees these locations as something that allows him to go to these places, and it's a temptation for him that he wanted to eliminate. A top North Korean diplomat acknowledged on Thursday that the United States recently tried to initiate contact but blasted the attempts as a cheap trick that would never be answered until Washington dropped hostile policies. Diplomat said the attempts were made via emails, telephone messages, as well as including a third country. For more news, VOANews.com.